From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today's extraordinary maneuver in Congress could affect health benefits for millions of senior citizens. Early this morning, the House approved a plan to overhaul the Medicare system. Republican leaders were determined not to lose, though they ruled the House by only a narrow margin. As usual, lawmakers were given 15 minutes to vote, but when the measure came up short, House leaders kept the voting open for almost 3 hours, which is a record, until they won. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
For most of the night, it looked as if House Republicans were going to lose on the Medicare bill. The tally was stuck for nearly 2 hours at 216 for the bill and 218 against. The Democrats milled about the House floor, talking in hushed tones, as if not to upset the careful balance that seemed to have brought them a major upset. Republican leaders approached their colleagues one by one, scraping for the final votes to tip that balance in their direction. And all at once, it happened. Two Republicans stood up and switched their votes. It was Iowa's Butch Otter and Arizona's Trent Franks. And before many members could figure out what was going on, House leaders banged the gavel, and it was over. Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank was incredulous.
Mr. Speaker, a parliamentary inquiry. After all the razzle-dazzle, exactly what was the prevailing side?
The ayes have it.
Oh.
And as the U.S. House sounded more like the rowdy British House of Commons, Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland made a final grasp for the victory.
We have prevailed on this vote. Arms have been twisted and votes changed.
The House will be in order. The House will be in order.
Soon thereafter, the House went home. And the Senate came to work, taking up the same business. President Bush released his Saturday radio address, this week praising the House action and pushing the Senate to follow suit.
I urge all members of Congress to remember what is at stake and to remember the promise we have made to America's seniors. The quality of their health care and the future strength of Medicare depends on the passage of this much-needed legislation.
Mr. Bush is already disappointed that the Senate is blocking another cornerstone of his agenda, the energy bill. Upon returning last night from his week-long visit to England, President Bush prodded senators to approve that legislation, too.
This nation needs an energy bill. It needs an energy plan. Minority of senators are holding it up. For the sake of our national security and economic security, the Senate's got to pass this bill.
The House has already passed the energy bill, but if anything changes in the Senate version, they would have to vote again. That's one thing keeping the House from closing up shop for the year. Another hindrance is a massive appropriations bill that lumps together funding for several federal agencies, including the State Department, the Commerce Department, and the Justice Department. That omnibus spending bill contains several provisions the White House opposes, including a measure to block new overtime regulations President Bush says are needed to modernize the nation's labor laws. Many Democrats and some Republicans say the changes would deny millions of Americans the right to earn overtime pay. But a key Senate Republican, Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter, dropped his fight against the president's overtime changes. And that could clear the way for the overall omnibus to roll through. The House and Senate also passed a final version of a bill lawmakers say will address the flood of unsolicited commercial email, or spam, clogging many people's computer inboxes. But the question on many lawmakers' minds this weekend is what effect the close House vote on Medicare could have on the Senate, where the minority Democrats can prevail if they can sustain another filibuster and prevent an up or down vote. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.